Test 78, Section 3, Question 8. And this says, which would be most useful to know in order to evaluate it? And so this is, could strengthen, could weaken, what's going to help us kind of go either way. It says, numerous studies suggest that when scientific evidence is presented in a trial, jurors regard that evidence as more credible than they would if they had encountered the same evidence outside the courtroom context. So basically, jurors believe experts or scientific evidence more than they would if they just read it on a regular basis. Legal theorists have hypothesized, so this is their hypothesis, that this effect is primarily due to the fact that judges pre-screen scientific evidence and allow only credible scientific evidence to be presented in the courtroom. So the hypothesis is, the reason is that judges pre-screen it. Now, here, one of the things that I saw as a gap is, well, but do people know that? And so that could be one of the things that could help us know whether the hypothesis is correct. So A, whether jurors typically know that judges have appraised the scientific evidence presented at trial. Well, there we go. That's kind of what we were hoping for. And so I like A a lot, because if they don't know it, then it doesn't really explain why they're more influenced by it, because they don't even realize that the judges did it. But if they do know it, well, then that could influence. So I like A quite a bit. Whether jurors' reaction to scientific evidence presented at trial are influenced by other members of the jury. Well, but that isn't really going to say whether or not it's based in the fact that the judge pre-screened it. So that doesn't really do much. See how jurors determine the credibility of an expert witness who's presenting scientific. That really isn't going to address whether or not it's the judge pre-screening. That's going to just address the issue of whether they think it's credible. The expert witness themselves, not the judge's participation. And then whether jurors typically draw on their own scientific knowledge when weighing scientific evidence. Well, it's not whether they do or don't draw on scientific knowledge. That's not really going to move this argument much, because we just need to know, is it because the judges pre-screened it? And then E, how jurors respond to situations in which different expert witnesses give conflicting assessments. Well, that's not really going to do much for us either, because what we're looking for is what will say, yes, the judges pre-screening helps, or no, the judges pre-screening didn't help. And answer choice A is the one that has the potential to do that, depending on what the answer is. So that would be our correct answer.